it's so important speaking on this because we live in a generation where people, you know, like they idolize their emotions. They idolize how they feel. And it's like, you know, do whatever you feel like doing, you know, follow your heart. And the thing is, the heart is so deceitful. Like, we are not meant to be following our heart. Like, we are meant to be following Jesus. So it is so important for us to control our emotions, but not only that, like, take everything to God and to not let us be ruled by our emotions, but if not, you know, let God take control of our lives. Hi guys, welcome to Creator Loves His Creation podcast. My name is Shayla, and before I get started with today's episode, I just want to go ahead and give a shout out to Nancy. She sent me a message and she told me a little bit about her testimony, and I just want to go ahead and just give her a shout out. Thank you for listening. And also, if we can pray for her, that God gives her strength. You know, she's been through a lot, and that her relationship with Christ just continues to grow, and that God blesses her abundantly. So just go ahead and just keep Nancy in your prayers. But I want to go ahead and get started with today's episode. And today we're going to be talking about stop letting your emotions control you. And I think it's so important speaking on this because we live in a generation where people, you know, like they idolize their emotions. They idolize how they feel. And it's like, you know, do whatever you feel like doing, you know, follow your heart. And the thing is, the heart is so deceitful. Like, we are not meant to be following our heart. Like, we are meant to be following Jesus. So it is so important for us to control our emotions, but not only that, like, take everything to God and to not let us be ruled by our emotions, but if not, you know, let God take control of our lives. And I want to go ahead and start off by reading Ephesians 4:26. And I actually read this one version that said, "But don't let the passion of your emotions lead you to sin." And that is so important because sometimes we feel very overwhelmed. Sometimes, like, our emotions, we allow our emotions to get the best of us, and that can definitely lead us to sin. And my Bible, I like reading the New Living Translation. So the New Living Translation says, I had Matthew open. Whoops. My bad, you guys. It was Ephesians 4:26. Okay. My bad. It says, and don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. So we could just see right here how it says anger gives a foothold to the devil, but not just anger. If not, like, when you let your emotions take over and when you allow yourself to be ruled by your emotions, you're literally allowing the devil to take a hold of you, to take footholds. You're giving him entrance. And I say that because every time that I allowed my ex to come back into my life, or I went back to him, like, you know, we would go back and forth, I ended up having sleep paralysis. I had sleep paralysis. I was dealing with sleep paralysis. I was dealing with demonic dreams. I mean, I was really, like, feeling like I was really being tormented, you know, like, by these demons. And, you know, it's because I was giving them the entrance, you know, when God told me to not go back to this man. And there I go, going back, you know, allowing myself to be controlled by emotions instead of allowing myself to be guided by God. And the thing is that you cannot, you know, want to be guided by the Holy Spirit and then also want, you know, your emotions to guide you. Like, it's either going to be one or the other. Either your emotions guide you or the Holy Spirit guides you. And it's so important for us to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. Like I said, we live in a generation where so many people are led by their emotions. That's why we see so many relationships that don't make it. You know, that's why we see so many people get mistreated in their relationships, or, you know, so many people end up in situations that weren't meant to happen, but they allowed their emotions to guide them, you know, instead of allowing, you know, the Lord to guide them. And I want to go ahead and read Matthew 7:6. So Matthew 7:6 says, "Don't waste what is holy on people who are unholy. Don't throw your pearls to pigs. They will trample the pearls, then turn and attack you." And, you know, this scripture is so important because, again, you know, you cannot give what is holy to people that are unholy. And by that, I mean, even in like my relationship with my ex, like God was transforming me. You know, I am a woman of God, and here I am wanting to have an unequally yoked relationship with someone who does not, you know, appreciate the things of the Lord, who doesn't respect the things of the Lord, who doesn't, you know, walk in holiness. And it's so important for you, you know, again, to not let your emotions control you. Like, when you let your emotions control you, you're literally allowing destruction to come. Like, you're really allowing destruction to come into your life. And I say this not to judge anyone, if not like my situation, you know, I was really allowing destruction to come because every time that I was talking to this man, I had no peace. I had no peace. Every time that I talked to him, I was having demonic dreams, demonic attacks, because I was giving that door to the devil. I was opening the door to the devil for him to come into my life, because here I am going back to a relationship that I am not supposed to be in, that I am not meant to be in, that God had already told me once and again and again and again and again, this man is not for you. And I was allowing myself to be led by my heart. The heart is deceitful. I was allowing myself to be led by my emotions when I'm supposed to let the Holy Spirit guide me. And I'm saying this because so many people need to stop letting their emotions control them. And if you're having a hard time, pray to God, you know, pray that he changes you, that, you know, you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you instead of your emotions. And I want to go ahead and read Psalms 139, 13 and 14. So Psalms 139, 13 to 14. And it says, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it." So, I mean, God made you. Like, you are so precious to the Lord. You are wonderfully made. God loves you. And, you know, you are precious to God. So, you know, allow the Lord to guide you. You know, you are so precious to God, and that's why, like, he takes care of you so much, because he loves you. Like, he wants the best for you. And it's like, you know, even with parents with their kids, you're going to want the best for your kids. You're not going to want your kids, you know, to be in a relationship that's not for them. You know, you're not going to want your kids to be mistreated, you know, to be, you know, abused. You don't want that. So the same thing with God, with his kids. Like, you know, you are a child of God, and God takes care of you. God wants the best for you. He doesn't want you mistreated. He doesn't want someone mistreating you. God is going to take care of you, and he's going to remove what he has to remove. And then it's up to us, you know, to, are we going to let God guide us, or are we going to let our emotions guide us? And I want to go ahead and read Isaiah 41:10. So Isaiah 41:10 says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." So this verse was so important to me, because I actually like busted out crying yesterday at the gym. Well, in the parking lot, and then also at the gym while I was working out. I busted out crying, and, you know, I just felt so overwhelmed, and I was just like telling God how, like, I'm dealing with so much on my own. Like, you know, I'm 24. So, you know, I told God that, like, I'm dealing with so much on my own. And it's like, I have this podcast that I'm doing for the Lord. And also, like, I have plans, you know, future plans that, you know, I want to do, you know, for God. But it's like, God, like, I do everything on my own. Like, I deal with everything on my own. And, you know, I want that partner, you know, I want that person that, you know, is going to be there for me, that's going to help me do the things of the Lord. It's going to love God. And I was just talking to God, and I was just telling him how I felt very alone. And he was just like, it was crazy, because it was like cloudy outside. So it was cloudy, and then the sun came up, and, you know, the sun was shining, and I just felt God tell me, "I'm with you. Like, you're not alone. I'm with you, and everything that you do for me, I'm with you." And with that, I just want to go ahead and tell you that you're not alone. That I know sometimes it can feel like you're alone. And, you know, that's what the enemy wants to do too. Like, the enemy, you know, he's a liar, and he's going to want to tell you, like, oh, like, you're dealing with this alone. Like, you're doing everything alone. You're by yourself. But, God was telling me, I am with you. Like, I am with you in everything that you do for me. I'm with you. He's right here with me right now that I'm shooting this this podcast episode. God is with us, you know, and I know sometimes it feels like sometimes we're dealing with stuff on our own. And, you know, the devil is going to want us to, you know, be focused on that, to focus on your emotions. Like, oh, you're by yourself. Go back to that person. Go back to your past, you know, so you won't be by yourself. But God is with us, and God just wants our obedience. God wants us to trust him. That's where faith comes in. It's where we have faith that God is going to provide that person, that God has everything under control, but we just have to be obedient and just walk with him, you know, because sometimes it feels, it's crazy, because I want to mention this one story. There was this one girl, and she was at, this was like a story that I heard. There was this one girl, and they had like Bible study or something. And then she said she was going to go home, and they were like, do you need a ride? And she was like, no, I'm gonna walk home. Like, I'll be all right. And she said she was walking home. She was by herself, and she had some friends, and they saw her. And they saw her walking. And then the next day when they saw her, they told her, hey, who were you walking with? And she was like, what do you mean? They were like, you were walking with this guy, like, he was really tall. And she was like, I was walking by myself. But that, you know, that story is impactful, because that just goes to show she was walking home, and she wasn't alone. God was with her, you know, the Lord was with her. And it's so important for us to know that God is with us, you know, to not, you know, go off of our emotions, you know, follow our heart, you know, that's no, scratch that. Don't follow your heart. Follow God and trust that God has everything under control, because he really does have everything under control, you know, because even me, I have to sometimes put things in check and, like, you know, don't go back to what broke you, you know, what hurt you, you know, don't go back to that. If not, focus on God, focus that God has better for you. And that, with that, the verse Isaiah 43:18-19 comes in. Isaiah 43:18-19. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. So with that, God is just telling us he is going to do something new. Like, when God takes something away, he doesn't just take it away just to give you something, like, how do you say, like, the word that they be using nowadays? Mid. To give you something mid. God takes something away, and he gives you more than what you expected. And, you know, it's just, he's waiting for our obedience. He's waiting for us to trust him, to have faith. And again, like I said, not allow yourself to be led by your emotions, if not allow yourself to be led by God. And it's hard for me too. It is very hard, because, like I said, I see everybody, you know, having children. I see everybody, you know, getting married. And it's like, when is it going to happen for me? Like, you know, I'm waiting. But I have to have faith that if God is making me wait, it's for a reason. You know, he's preparing me. He's preparing my future husband, you know, so we won't come into the relationship broken. If not, like, we can actually help each other and help, you know, each other grow in our relationship with God and, you know, work towards the things of the Lord. And I also want to go ahead and read Philippians 4:6-7. So Philippians 4:6-7. And it says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. So it is so important for us to pray about everything, you know, to pray and to trust that God has everything under control. Again, don't go back to what has broken you. Don't go back to what doesn't provide peace. You know, pray that God guides you. Pray that the Lord, you know, if you're meant to be somewhere, the Lord will make it very clear. Like, you just need to pray and allow God to guide you, because when you pray and when you let God guide you, he makes things very clear. Like, it could not have been clear when he told me to let go of my ex. Like, it could not have been more clear. He provided dreams. He provided prophets. He provided people. Like, he provided everything for me to, like, come on, like, get it together. You're not supposed to be there, you know? But sometimes, like I said, we're hard-headed, you know? We want what we want, and we allow our emotions to take over, but we are meant to be different. We're set apart. We're not meant to be like the people of this world that allow their emotions to take over, that just do whatever they want. No, we're being led by God, and God knows what's best for you. He is God. We are just a human. Like, we're just human. Literally, we're just human. God is God. Like, God knows why he told you to leave a relationship, to get out of somewhere, to leave that person. Like, he knows why he said it, okay? Like, he knows better than me and you. Sometimes, I don't know, sometimes we really be hard-headed. We be thinking like we know better than God, and we do not. We do not. We really do not. Like, I have not heard of a person that disobeyed God and it went well for them. Have not heard of that. So again, let's trust God. Let's not be disobedient. Let's trust him. Let's stop letting our emotions take over. Seriously, you guys, like, I get it, because I'm an emotional person myself. But, you know, now that I'm following God, like, I cannot let myself be guided by my emotions. And I want to go ahead and end reading Deuteronomy 31:6. I hope I said that right. Deuteronomy. 31:6. It says, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." So again, God loves you. Do not fear. Do not be scared. He is guiding you. I also liked what this one preacher has said at my church. And he said that, like, you know, your relationship with God is like whenever you're driving and God's GPS, right? And you take a wrong turn and, you know, you mess up, but, you know, the GPS directs your step. The GPS, you know, fixes, you know, and it helps you and it reroutes you. And that's our relationship with God. And, you know, like I said, don't let your emotions take over. And if you have, it is okay. It's okay. You know, just repent and let God guide you, because God has better for you. God has more in store for you, instead of you just settling for something that you're not meant to settle for. And I want to go ahead and conclude with that. And I'm just going to go ahead and pray for anyone that needs prayer. Father God, I pray for whoever's listening, for whoever's watching this video, Lord, that you give them strength to leave whatever they have to leave in the past, God, that you guide them, that they're not led by their emotions, if not led by the Holy Spirit, Lord, that you show them and you make it clear on what they're supposed to do, and that you guide them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I want to go ahead and invite anyone to my church, Corona de Gloria. We are located in Ferris, Texas, if you do not have a church. And I also want to leave my Instagram, and I'm going to leave my email, just in case if you're needing prayer, if you need someone to talk to, or just, you know, again, if you need prayer, you can go ahead and just, like, shoot me an email or shoot me a message. But I'm going ahead and conclude this episode. Like I said, you guys, you cannot allow yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit and then also led by your emotions, okay? So we have to allow God to guide us and not be guided by our emotions. Again, you know, the heart is deceitful, you know, but God is God, and God loves you. So let's go ahead and allow the Lord to guide us and not our emotions. But I'm going to go ahead and conclude today's episode. I love y'all, but God loves y'all more. And I will see y'all in next time's episode.